Tyrone. Man, that girl is as cold as the snow on the ground. Somebody must have put a hurting on her. I want to be stone. Can you get next to that? I felt that way a couple of times. Once, when the undertaker carried my pops out of here. Another time when my girlfriend left me for my supposed-to-be homie. Both times I remember wishing I couldn't feel the hurt, wishing I could just cut my heart out and be done with it. But I liked the way Amy said it. Let me be stone.
Sheila Gamberoni. Amy Moskowitz looked at me like I had two heads. Why? Just because I wanted to change my name. When Mr. Ward took attendance this morning and got to me, I raised my hand and interrupted. Please don't call me Sheila, I said. I prefer Natalina, my Africana name. Excuse me, said Mr. Ward. I cleared my throat and spoke a little louder. Please call me Natalina from now on. Mr. Ward looked puzzled. I'm sorry, I don't understand. Why would you... Never mind, Sheila. Just see me after class. I nodded. Deandra Jordan caught my eye and shook her head. Then she turned back to the charcoal portrait I saw her working on when I got to class. She slipped it into her notebook and shook her head again. I looked away just in time to catch Amy rolling her eyes in my direction. It was obvious she didn't understand, but since there are only four white people in this class, I was hoping for some support. So sue me. Africana name? Please! Ain't nothing African about Natalina, said Judy Ann, the girl behind me. We used to call her Short Skirt. I know one thing, her clothes fit her better than my name fits me. But try telling her that. Why don't you just keep the name your mama gave you, she said. Leave the girl alone, said Portia. If she wants to change her name, I'm sure she has a reason. People always have reasons for what they do, even if we don't know what they are. I know one thing, said Judy Ann. She can call herself whatever she wants. It still ain't gonna make her black. Tanisha shot her a look of disapproval. Judy Ann lowered her eyes. Sorry, she said. But it was too late. I knew someone would misunderstand. I'm proud to be an Italian. I love being Italian. Not that anybody can tell I am one with this blonde hair and pale skin of mine. Everybody else in my family looks typical. Olive complexion, dark hair, dark eyes. Then there's me, sticking out like the proverbial sore thumb. But hey, I might as well. I'm the black sheep anyway. The only girl in the family who wants a career instead of babies. The only cousin who likes to hang out with blacks and Latinos. The only one who doesn't think they're all lazy and shiftless. Never mind that they've been discriminated against and shoved to the bottom of the economic rung since they've been here. Try telling that to my father. And don't even mention slavery. He throws his hands up and walks away. So, of course, he thinks I'm an idiot for wanting to go into social work to help minorities. He might understand better if he knew any. It's 10 years since Dad took over the neighborhood pizza parlor from Uncle Tony. You'd think by now he and my mother would have taken time to get to know most of the customers, not just the white ones. Maybe they're afraid to get too close to someone who might actually hug them. Heaven forbid. It seems the only Gamberoni willing to show affection is me. How weird is that?